Star Idee Torah Meister Chaf Zayin Tammuz Tovshin Pehe Rav Dovid Eliyahu Noyak.
First of all, Yashar Koach to Reb Menachem Dovid, who's not here yet, for giving me this opportunity to share and start this new series on Hilchos Muktzah. Aside from the obvious mitzvah, the obvious Enyan of Limud HaTorah, which is what's promoted here every day, Baruch Hashem, a fantastic program, there's a gewisse Enyan in learning Hilchos Muktzah, or all halachas in general, and Hilchos Muktzah in particular. If you look through Shabbos, maybe now over the series, we'll see more. It seems to follow you around the shilas, whether you're in the kitchen, in the bedroom, in the dining room, in shul. There seems to be muktzah shilas everywhere you go. And obviously, the more one knows how to deal with these shilas, the more empowered one is. It's not pshat, oh, he's making more shilas and the more problems. Faket, mamash the opposite. It seems to be a lot of times in muktzah, people are machmeh where they could be mekel, and sometimes they're mekel with machmeh. And hopefully, b'siyat d'shmaya, once we've gone through some of the basic rules, one will be, as I say, empowered to know when to do the right thing at the right time. Let's just, before we start the intro, let's just throw out a quick shaila, a very common shaila. Someone comes home from shul on Friday night, and he pulls out his chair, he's going to sit down to make kiddush, and he sees on his tape, on his chair, a pencil. A pencil, a pen. What is the best way to sort out this shaila? Anybody?
Take another chair.
Tip it off. Kilach hayad. Good, Rav Anthony, the winner. Pick it up with your hand and move it. This is a Kalish Mrachta. This is the lightest type of muksa. Not all muksas are created equal. The answer is move it with your hand in the Chol Mokum Shiyah. So we'll discuss this in great detail. So don't worry, we're not reporting off to anybody to get the answer wrong. But not all muksas are created equal. Hence the title of the Shiyah, which we've had some good chappering about. The title of the Shiyah, MD said to me, if you can do me a title, I said, okay, we'll say pebbles, pencils, and passports. And I had someone coming over to me on Shabbos and he said, pebbles, pencils, and passports. I get it. It all begins with a P. I said, no, it's a bit deeper than that. He says, okay, I don't have the shear. They're all muksa. I said, good. Are they all the same? He says, yeah, they're all muksa. Now, people do tend to bring their kids up saying, it's muksa. They even use it in cases when it's nothing to do with muksa, like putting on the lights. It's muksa. It's become a word which covers all Isurim on Shabbos, and it's wrong. And the more you know about muksa, the more you can do the right thing. So not all muksas are created equal. Let's go back to the beginning. What does the word muksa actually mean? The word muksa means set aside. The way Chazal have set something aside in your mind not to touch this, not to use this on Shabbos, yeah? Actually, muksa is not about touching, it's about moving, but we'll get there when we get there, Mr. Shem. Yeah? Muksa is a din drabonon. It's a very, very strong drabonon. We often ask, which one of the Lamed Tes Melachos is muksa? And people start racking their brains. It's none of them. It's not. You can't bring a chatos for doing muksa on Shabbos. It's drabonon. The Tosfos Yishonim writes in Bay, I think it's Bay stuff. Gimel. That is ke'en deraisa tikkun, which means it's very, very stark. Chas v'sholom, whenever we say it's the Rabbonim, we don't mean to say, oh, it's only the Rabbonim, faket. Gemara tells in Erevin and other places, somebody who's mazals in the Rabbonim is nishkut zachem. Oh, the Rebbe said. So, the very, very important to know that muksa is ke'en deraisa, it's azoybe deraisa, must be treated with the full respect. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole Gemara now on Shabbos with Nechem Yim Chalia, how muksa developed. It's a very, very long sugya, but to make it very, very short, Klal Yisrael were being mezalzel in Hilchos Shabbos, and they weren't keeping Shabbos well, and they made takonos, maybe not, they'd make now a kokoro, the rabbonim call everyone together, and they instituted certain halachos, gezeiros, and they invented, so to speak, muksa, and they made it with certain rules, and they tweaked it until it was perfect, and we have what we have today is what's left over of that remnant of Nechemiah's takonos, right? There's about four or five reasons given. It's fascinating. If you look in the Akdama of Mishnah Berurah, Shin Ches, Shin Tesh, Shin Yud, Shin Yud Aleph, these are the simonim of Muksa, which is again very fascinating because it's the Rabbonim. The Rabbonim's got four or more simonim in Shulchan Aruch on one. It's the Rabbonim of Shabbos. And if you look at things like Boire, when you've got Shin Yud Tes, you've got sometimes even have one Sif on a Deraisa. Here you have four simonim. It's massive Muksa, yeah? It's massive, but let's try. So the reasons why they made muksa, what's their problem? What do you care? If it's not one of the Lamed Tes Melachos, it's not Bishul, it's not Boyer, leave me alone, what's all these? Where are you coming from? Sorry?
Gather.
It's a gather. But what's the gather for? What are you trying to stop? Yeah, very good. It is a gather. So, one of the reasons given, we're not going to go through all four or five reasons now, I'll just say a couple of reasons. One of the reasons is that we're scared. The more items you handle, the more likely you are to end up going from one mishus to another. So, in a mishus, if I'm walking around with an item, I could easily walk out from my house and shush a rabbi, which would be a shaila peitzah. I'm not going to go into the we're not going to mention the Erev word around here because it's going to get people upset. We're going back to how it started. It's good to know that the Gemara says that for every takanas chazal, there's 1,005 reasons behind it. Right, so you don't just sit here in 25 and say in Manchester, well, I use the Erev, so I'm okay. Forget that. There's another 1,004 reasons. We don't care, there's light plug, what your reasons are. Chazal say don't do it, you don't do it. They're scared you're going to carry out. Scared you're going to carry out. There's a fantastic kasha which you could ask and say, well, why don't we ask for everything then? Don't hold a fork, don't hold a sefer, don't hold a cup. You might walk in the street. You know who asked this kasha? Rashi. Rashi and Bey asked the kasha and he says, yeah, good question. And that's the good answer. Very good. Well done. The answer is the Gezeirah She'enat Sibu Yecholim. Now, boy, nobody will be able to cope. If I put you on a chair with your hands in the air all day, say no drinking, no eating, no learning, no dabbling, no, finished. There's no Shabbos. So they didn't. It was all made very cleverly with the Gevul. The other reason is because if you carry around items, let's take, for example, a hammer. Someone walks around with a hammer. As you make your way back to the toolbox, there's always something to fix. You give a quick bang. Oh, you bang a nail in. That's boina. Before you know it, you've gone from a little keli, which I'm holding, to doing an isid deraisa of boina. I remember being once with the Rosh Kolon, Reb Daniel, in someone's house, and we were there for the Kolon, and the balabos went out of the room for a second, and interestingly enough, he had his 8 dining room chairs upside down on the table. She must have been mopping or something. And Rosh Kolon was holding one of the table legs, the chair legs, and it was wobbly. Within a second, he's pulled out, you know, Reb Daniel, he pulls out his mini screwdriver, and this fellow came back in, within 1 minute, all the legs were tightened. Yeah, very good, Makba Patish, Boina, what are you doing over here, yeah? It's very easy, Boina, yeah, banging a nail, it's Boina deraisa. So, we're very worried, you have all these kalim, which are kalim which you can do an issa with, before you know it, you're away. If people, any yid's got an item, well, what else can I fix? What? You're doing things before you know, right? Now, yeah, we'll get to all that tame in a minute. Let's start with, yeah, very good, we're going to get all the crack all the nuts soon, yeah? Okay, so that's just a couple of the reasons. There's more reasons as well. You can see them yourself in the Akdamah Tashin Ches, as we said. Now, let's go back to what we're trying to discuss here. Not all muxas are created equal. Now, who cares? Muxas, muxas. No, it's not. There's different groups. In fact, if you look in the Teresa's order, you'll find 12 groups. We're going to focus on 3 main groups, hence today's title, Pebbles, Pastels, and Pencils. We're going to focus on 3 groups. I'm sure many of you have heard of them, but we want to define them and how to categorize which item goes where and what are the halakhas of each group. What's the point of these groups if they're all the same? They're not the same. They've got different rules. Yeah. If you see someone picking up a peanut shell from the floor on Shabbos and you say to him, hello, and he says, yeah, Sarif Mekomai, he's wrong. Sarif Mekomai doesn't apply to peanut shells. Yeah. If you see someone doing kalachayad on a pencil off a chair, they're being too machmir because you could do it with your hands. Yeah. You've got to know when to apply which rules to what. So that's the job now to discuss. The 3 main groups that we're going to come across on Shabbos will be a keli shemelachta le'issa, which we've all heard of, a keli with which you do issa. We'll define that more in a second. We could have chisar and kiss. Yeah, so let's take this first. A keli shemelachta le'issa, a hammer, what do you do with a hammer? You do boina. Yeah, that's a very standard example. Take any keli, take a pan, my cute shear pan. Yeah, what are you doing here? Bishul, oifed, tigun. This pan is a kedish m'achtel issa. Now, many times this is flying around on the side, on the draining board, and you want to move it because I need to make my salad. Can I move it? Of course you can. Can I move it stam if I don't need the place? No, you can't. So we need to know what's what, right? Then we have our special case. Don't worry, we're not going to hear anyone. This is a real shechita knife. This shechita knife is group 2. Machmas, chisar, and kiss. Chisar and kiss should not be mistranslated as expensive. There's nothing to do with expensive. Many times the item is expensive, but mainly, the title of the Shulchan Aruch is an item which you're makpid not to use for anything else. That makes it chisar and kiss. This is made for shechita, and it's been used for shechita. Now, I guarantee if I take a peach or a plum or melon and I go like that, 2 seconds, it's straight through. But no one does that. No self-respecting shulch will ever use their knife for anything other than shechita, because it's going to cause pegimus. And as one shulch said to me, the hardest part of becoming a shulch was the mashchezes, was sharpening the knife, hours and hours crying till he gets the knife good, because that's the worst part. The shechita is the easy bit, it takes 20 seconds. You don't want to be pogging this knife. Yeah, I went to a shulch's house once and I saw her when we were learning trefas, and I saw a suitcase with all the handles. I said, oh, can I see knives? And he put, no, you're not touching. What do you want to do with it? Don't let anybody touch my stuff, yeah? So this is chisar and kiss. Now, most of us don't have a shechita knife in the house, so what's he talking about shechita knives for? We do have other things which are chisar and kiss, yeah? Hence, We spoke on the thing, a passport. Again, you might not be carrying this around like that. A passport's also chazarakis, definitely according to Rabbi Falk. I have a feather which we took from the Shechita house. We went there to pluck the, to do the summer zagidin on the turkeys when we were learning treifas. He said, do you want any feathers? Have you got any friends who are a scribe? Said, here, take. Now they're free. They take 10 minutes to whittle down until you've got a nice sharp point to write Shema Yisrael, to write a mezuzah. So if that feather, your map is not used for anything else. No one's using that to pick a lock. How much does it cost? Nothing. You can have them 20 for free. It's not like a shechita knife, but your makpid. And that's the common denominator. If your makpid not to use of anything else, that makes it chesaron kiss. And that has completely different halachas than a kelish mechta l'issa. No shaychas. Then two, they orbit in different worlds. And one must not confuse chesaron kiss and mechta l'issa. Not, they're all muksa. Nothing to do with all muksa. They are muksa, but they're totally different. Yeah, they're totally different. Number three is what's known as muksa machmas gufoy. Now muksa machmas gufoy is an item with no Shem Keli. The classic example in the world is a brick. You could have the same example as money. It could be here, 50p, a bit low today. It could be a 20-pound note, a 50-pound note. It could be 10p. Bricks, money, it's all muksa machmas gufoy. There's no Shem Keli on these items. And these are the same shtark muksa as chesaron kiss. They're not to be confused with kelish machmas gufoy. If you see somebody moving a brick in his garden by hand to keep the gate open on Shabbos and he says, Surich Mekoimoy, he's wrong. There's no such thing. You must kick it with your foot. We'll see soon what to do more about that. So, very nice. Let's just summarize that. We've said that there's groups. Three main groups you're going to see in a normal regular Shabbos. I'm not going to go into Muksa Machmas Mitzvah and Muksa Machmas Mias and all the fancy cases. We can leave that maybe for advanced. If we ever get invited back, we'll discuss more advanced stuff. Divider, let's go through these three things that you're going to hit on a regular Shabbos. Kelish Menachta L'Issa on the left, the lightweights, the pens, the pencils, the rubbers, the sharpeners, your car. What's your car? Your car is a Kelish Menachta L'Issa. Yours I'm not sure about. Kelish Menachta L'Issa is a car and a rubber, yeah? Your big Mercedes Sprinter and a little sharpener. They're the same din. Who's bouncing cars around? We'll see. We'll get to some good stories in Mitzvah Shem. On the right-hand side, we have Chesor and Kiss, the items you makpid on, and we have Gufoy, which is an item with no Shem Keli. We're going to start discussing exactly what's the difference between the Shem Keli. I mean, you tell me. What's this? Huh? Paintbrush. It's not a paintbrush. What is it? It's a Kesher Menachta L'Issa. You use it to paint. You dip in the paint, you paint. You're doing Tzivea. What's a bucket of paint? I didn't bring that. It don't fit in my bag. A bucket of paint. What muksa is that? Is it muksa? What muksa is it? Machmas gufoy. Is muksa machmas gufoy? But I'm doing pan painting with both. What's the chiluk? What's the chiluk between a paint brush, which I paint with, and paint, which I paint with? One's a keli, one's not a keli. One you can move to serve mekoyim, one you can't. What's going on over here? So this is what we need to discuss today. So it's all very nice. We're going to start with kelish menachta l'issa, which is the lighter muksa. Lighter muksa has got the most heterium. Good to know, because over here today we have a pencil on a chair, and Rav Anthony knows how to move it, but it seems that there's still more colours to know in this area. So, first thing to know before we go into the colours of the ones we've all heard of, Tzurich Gufoy. It doesn't matter in that particular case. Prima Godin, what about bosses you're worried about? We'll get there, don't worry about that one. Don't worry about it. Good question, but don't worry about it. So we've got to determine what makes a Kelish Shem Lachta L'Issa. There's no point in me standing here telling you, Kelish Lachta L'Issa is a lot lighter than Gufin Kesan Kes. Very nice. What makes it Lachta L'Issa? I don't care what you're talking. If you show me 100 items, I'll show you an item here. What's this? And don't say a pepper grinder. It's a salt grinder, right? Is this a Kelish Lachta L'Issa, Kesan Kes, Gufay, neither both? What is this? You don't have to use this on Shabbos. No, this is Toichon Deraisa. Yeah, you. So what is this Kelish? It's a Kelish Menachta L'Issa, yeah? So you have to know how to determine what these items are. So, I'm going to tell you, Mitzvah Shem, five different ways how to categorize any item. By the time you finish here, Mitzvah Shem, go on. We'll see all the Heterium soon. Divide it with categorizing what the items are, then we'll sort out all the Heterium and all the shticks that you can do with each thing. First thing to know is sometimes, say you can try it yourself, go down the street today and ask the first person to meet, what's a Kelish Menachta L'Issa? I guarantee they'll say to you, a pencil or a screwdriver. They'll give you an example, one example. We're not going to do that here. We're going to give definitions. Because with definitions, you can know 5,000 examples. I'll be able to show you in 10 minutes any item in the world, you tell me what it is, rather than keep giving examples of screwdrivers. What is the definition of a Kelish Menachta L'Issa? So, there are a number of ways to determine what's a Kelish Menachta L'Issa. We're going to go through five different ways, number one's being the most common, most popular. And once you know this, you can decide yourself, every item you come across, whether it's on your bed, on your table, in your kitchen, any of these items, decide what to do with them on Shabbos in a very, very easy way. Once you see if kids who are brought up with this, if they know it, it's very, very simple. They get into bed. Oh, there's a marker on my bed. Pick it up, throw it out, and go to sleep. And other people are doing this, and elbows, and acrobats. The Chazon Ish, who we know is not famous for his kudos, said there's no reason to be machmir when moving a Kedish Mechtis to start doing a Kelach Hayad. Yeah? Just do it with your hands. That's what it says in the Gemara. And pick it up, move it. Tasis, whole Machm Shiyas, I put it on the pencil, put it on the shelf where it goes. No need to make Meshigah. So, the most common type of Kedish Mechtis is a Kedi with which one generally does a malacha, right? So the whole week long, what malacha do you do with this? Poina, makbe patish. So that makes it, it's a keli, and it's used for doing malacha on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday. So now it's keli shemrach the list. I'm going to show you a few things. Try and tell me what malacha do you do with this?
Garlic
crush. So you do teichen. This does poina, and this does teichen. So they're both the keli shemrach. These two have the same halachas. If that's on my pillow on Friday night, and anything can happen, yeah? Then you can just move them away with your hand and put them somewhere else. Yeah? Take, what about, what malacha do you do with this? Could be boina, or soisa, or makapatish. Could be three malachas you can do with that. So that's definitely also keli shemachtelez. Yeah? It's all very simple. You go through the malachas, the pan we discussed already, oifa, bishul, tigun. This is very, very negative to the ladies. They've got these flying around the kitchen. Often don't think like, what's wrong with a pan? I'm not doing anything. An empty pan. Yes, an empty pan. If it's full, it's no problem. Imagine if a pan with cholent or chicken soup in was muksa. You wouldn't be able to bring it to the table. When it's got the food in, it's toffle to the kadira. Yeah, the rajbra. An empty pan is a problem. An empty pan is occasionally after this. So.
Up in Samara, I'm just trying to get my head around it.
Yeah.
Be the other way around. Occasionally after the issa, where you, a hair's breadth from banging in that nail, that should be the most.
Oh, very good. So we have to learn together, maybe one-to-one, the whole Gemara of Nehemiah to understand. It went even more machmir than it did now, and then he drew it back. It's a whole Amud. We have to go through it. It's a good question. 9:46. What malacha do you do with this? Goizes. So this now this can very shy have to be on your bedside table or on the sink there. And you know, maybe not with the younger children, you come to watch Nigavas in the morning, and in the sink could be one of these. Could be one of these. What's this? When I say what is this, I don't mean a toothbrush. What is this? Oh, you do very good. Mamareach, yeah.
Use it. You can use
well, if you want to brush the Shabbos, you need to do three things. Yeah, and one of them is to have a miyuchadik toothbrush. I'm talking, my weekday toothbrush, I've got a problem with the chol, I'm bleeding, and the bristles. Normal toothbrush. You know how it is. You've got an upside down shampoo bottle in there, Kaylee, some nail scissors are falling in, a toothbrush. Are you allowed to just clear the zone to go wash your hands? What's going on in this sink? You need to know what to do, yeah? These are all kalim shemlachter isa. Let's show you another one. It's not a trick, this. I couldn't resist this for a pound. Again, teichen, same. It's a little mini grinder, yeah? Special muksa prop. All these things. And we'll show you one more, which is gishmak. It's a bit small here, I'm sorry. These are a pack of needles, yeah? What malach do you do with needles? Teifa, you sew. Now, as a few people here are itching, there are heterim, and we're going to discuss them all properly. The Vaila, we're setting out the rules, but there are heterim. What on earth do you use a needle for on Shabbos? I'll tell you.
Splinter.
Toothpick, you've got something stuck in your teeth, stick a needle in there. Not saying you recommend it, because if it snaps, you've had it. If you go near a scrapyard. All these cases are keli shemrach tisa, because you use them to do an issa. We go on forever with these examples. You can get the idea yourself. Pick up an item, think of any item. We'll do one more maybe while we've got in the bag. One more. And say again.
Lucky
dip. Take a very simple example, because these are always on the table. We've got pencils, pebbles, and passports, yeah? A pencil. You use it to do koisev. These are very often on the table. The whole week long you're looking for one, you can't find a pen. It comes Shabbos, suddenly on the Shabbos table is a cordless and a pencil when you don't need it, yeah? This you can move, no problem, the circle from the kum, which we'll discuss. Let's discuss group two. Yeah? So group one is any keli with which you use to do a malacha deraisa. Group two is a keli that's also to use on Shabbos, but only midrabon. Now obviously, if I do this on Shabbos, I take a nail and I bang it, and I'm doing boina midraisa, which with the relevant rules, you could be chayav chatos beis hamikdash. You don't want to do that, right? What happens if it's something which is the only also to use on Shabbos midrabon? It's also, but midrabon. Is that also keli shemrach deraisa or not? For example. Are you allowed to use this on Shabbos? No. Yeah? We're not going to go into why. Oil, all the raid on umbrellas. You could talk for hours about umbrellas, yeah? You're not allowed to use an umbrella on Shabbos. Midrabbanan. different reasons, not how to use on Shabbos. Does this make this a Kelish Shemrachta L'Issa? Let's take an example. It's on the shelf. It's on the hook. My Shabbos coat's there, and this is in front of it. Can I take this off to take my Shabbos coat? Or do I have to start doing acrobats? What is this item? This item, Rabbi Yisai, is also a Kelish Shemrachta L'Issa. And therefore, if it's blocking your coat, your Shabbos coat, you can pick it off with your hand, and if you're scared, I'll do it for you if you live near enough. Take it off with your hand, take your coat, still in your hand, put it back on the shelf, because Shabbos, no problem, mutter, le, chat, chila, yeah? I, it's the Rabbanon, don't care, it's still Kedish Melech Telesa. Well, you might think, well, that, those two are so in derisa, so the Gezeira was made on things which we can come to a derisa. It is muksa, it's a Kedish. You could think, well, it doesn't do a derisa. You told me 20 minutes ago that you're scared you're going to come to a derisa. You can't do a derisa with an umbrella, you can't get anywhere, so maybe it doesn't apply. It also applies. It's claw. Give me another example, which is...
It's not just all things you can do with the Raisa. You allocated that thing to all the Raisa.
Yes, I'm going through five groups. Group one is anything which can do with the Melacha D'Raisa. Group two is even something which can do with the Rabban. There's not so many examples, yeah? Not so many examples of group two, which is why group one is the starting point. This is a very innocent looking measuring tape, yeah? Are you allowed to measure on Shabbos? I'm not talking about Medidah Shalmitz, I'm not talking about Kazayas or Revis on Pesach. You're not allowed to do Medidah on Shabbos. Why? Because Medidah is barley day. What happens when the worker comes to your house? He measures your shtender, he takes his pencil from behind his ear, he writes down 48, then he goes like this, and you write, ah, so Medidah is barley day, siva. Yeah, that's why Chazal asked a Medidah, which is not Shalom Mitzvah, on Shabbos. Which means that this, Asam Drabon, is also a Kedish Nachta Lesa. So when that's in the way of you getting your things, move out of the way, Letzorech Mekoymoy, take your item and put it back. Exactly the same as the hammer. You could have a measuring spoon. There's also Medida. Yeah, you've got to put how much spices in your salad. This and this and a weighing scales and a measuring jug. All these things are Kalish from after this. Now I know some people like to use their Pyrex glass measuring jug for the Kalish on Shabbos. Okay, it's not a shmooze. Yeah. Another example. Again, there's not so many examples of it. Sorry, there are bomb on Shabbos for Kalish from after this. But one of them could be a whistle. I don't know if anybody here uses a whistle, maybe you're the Rebbe in playground. A whistle, you're not allowed to blow a whistle on Shabbos, Hashmar's Kol is the Rabbanon. So that's also the whistle, the measuring tape, the umbrella. They're all things which only do an Issa the Rabbanon, but they're still a Kedish Melech Telesa. And they have all the heterim of Tzorech Gufo and Tzorech Mekoymoy, which we'll discuss.
This Kedish Melech Telesa, why is it not, I'm frightened, if I take this pencil, I might go, right, so why is it not going to make you say you can take it to the house?
You're saying, what's the hezba behind why you're allowed to move it? Yeah, I'll tell you in a second. I'll tell you.
A calendar may be unacceptable.
A calendar?
Yeah, I'm sure something about picking up a calendar.
Well, I mean, a luach. Not heard. We'll look. I have to look into it. Not heard. New chumrah, okay. Not popular if you say chumras. Oh, no. So that luchay will be okay. If it's miyuchad for measuring, yeah?
The syringe for a baby
is a
neurofed,
it's
only used for
a one-year-old. Yeah, but you use it in the weekday also, don't you? For
so you only ever use it.
Not sure about that, I'll have to think about that one.
What about
that's next page, and I've got it in the back here. We'll have to go fast if we want to get there today. And that's a good question. A good question. We'll do it now if Moshe brings it up.
No mobile phone, you won't use it as an alarm.
We're getting political now. In the next Zohar Vashomer coming out from Rabbi Falk, he speaks about using mobile phones as alarm clocks. It's become very, very nofuts that people use mobile phones as alarm clocks. Some people, phones have different rules. We'll discuss when we get to Chasar and Kiss. What is your phone? Yeah, my phone's Menachat Issa. Some people just Chasar and Kiss. Plugged in, not plugged in alarms, Zilzul the Shabbos, not Zilzul the Shabbos, not really the point here, but going back to your first question, if you take a pen knife, yeah, thank you Menachem for today's, but this pen knife I picked up this morning before Shacharis has many different parts to it. It has a screwdriver, as you can see there, screwdriver is also because it does boino, so it's a makapatish. Also has a knife which I can use to cut the challah. What is this, Melech Tele Issa or Melech Tele Heter?
Issa
Ola Heter. What dinim does it have? Can I move it to Seir Mekoymoy? Can I move Chamelet Seil? There'll be enough gemina soon, yeah? So it's got screws, it's got all different parts to it. So we're going to see Mitzvah soon. That goes after the Roivish. Damshus, what's the Roivish? Is half and half is Melech Tele Heter. We'll see about that properly. Let's try and get through these last three groups quickly. So that's group two, yeah? So group one is a Keli which does a Melech D'Raisa. Group two is a Keli which even does a Melech D'Rabbanon, which is no Chiddush Rabbantini, but I'm sorry, that's the rules. Number three is a Keli which is designed to hold Muksa, but is currently empty, yeah? Now, if you have an empty purse, empty wallet, current common around here. Empty wallet is a keli shemalachta le'issa. If you put £10 or £20 or £100 in your wallet, the wallet becomes a bosses to its contents and the whole wallet becomes money. You're carrying now a £20 note. However, if it's empty, it's a keli shemalachta le'issa. That means it's designed to hold muksa, but it's currently empty, it's a keli shemalachta le'issa. Now you could say, well, it's not got any money in. Here's a nice tub in the cupboard that I put in my rice, my pasta, my kidney beans, my... all empty, none left. Muksa. It's designed and it's made to hold these things only. And when it's empty, it's also muksa. An empty plant pot, an empty fish tank. I've got an empty fish tank in my house. Sorry? Keli shemalachta le'issa. So keli shemalachta le'issa. Empty soapbox, which is less common nowadays. All these kelim, which are currently empty, are keli shemalachta le'issa. Yeah? Obviously, when the keli is full, if there's money in the purse, if there's fish in the tank, if there's beans in the thing, then it becomes bosses, it becomes a muksa machmas gufoi. Sorry? Yeah, I said miyuchad for that. Some of you used to have in the Tupperware containers rice, so you put a label on it saying what it is for each one, yeah? Sorry, did you?
You mentioned that an umbrella is not muksa.
Umbrella is muksa, it's a keli shemalachta le'issa. Yeah, no, the reasons behind why it's also, there's a few different shitters out there, oil and custom saver, but the bottom line is, because you can't use it, it's milachta le'issa. Without going into why it's, what the isurim are, it's still also. Group number four, extremely rare, although it did happen to me last year on some holidays, is something which is only also to use because of maris ayin. Now, there's not many cases. Maris ayin, let's say, in a moshul, what's it called, a washing line. A washing line is also to hang up washing on Shabbos, because people might think you've done washing on Shabbos. And therefore, it's also a washing line is also because of maris ayin. I had one in my holiday house. There was one of them lying down flat on the floor in the garage there, and I was trying to move out of the way to get to the freezer. So there you go. Case machter. So I picked it up, opened the freezer, took my stuff, I'm finished. Yeah. Fifth case, we'll have to finish off over here and then carry on, Mitzvah Shem. A fifth case, and this is already more of a heavy duty area, is a keli which is powered by electricity. Yeah, it's called kruchup or losli, but it says powered electricity. Take the moshul, a fan. This time of the year, people have fans on. Now, a fan doesn't do any issa per se. Yeah, you blow. What's blowing? It's garnished. However, because it's feeding from the mains, electricity is coming through that fan and blowing, that makes it a keli shemalachta le'issa. For any of you who've ever seen the remotion inside, there's two. It's chayzer called melachta le'et. The bottom line is melachta le'issa. Now, I'm not saying again that you can't move it. You can move it. If it's blowing on you and you're cold, you can turn it away with your hands. If you're hot and you want it on you, you can blow it on you with your hands. That's called gufoi. The other one's called makoimai. No problem. Obviously, don't start pressing the buttons up and down from one to three, because then you're creating a power surge. But you can usually put the oscillator up and down. That's just a pin which comes in and out. There's no surge happening when you do that. So those type of things, a plug-in alarm clock is also melachta le'issa. And obviously, if you plug in alarm clocks roaring on Shabbos morning at 10 to 8 and beep, 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 and your wife's trying to sleep, don't unplug it from the wall and take it out of the room. He said it's melachta le'issa, and it's tzorich makome. If it's plugged in the wall, are you doing it? You might laugh at this, but I did have one lady who came to share and said, I'm very proud of myself. I had a shaila this Friday night. My laptop was plugged in over the bed. And I someone to go to bed. And you told us that wires are melachta le'issa, and you can move them tzorich makome. So I unplugged the wire. Don't let the chaznishne hear. Yeah, you've got to be aware of boyin and soyis elam tas melach. Can't be super focused just on muksa. You've got to be aware of what else is going on Shabbos. You don't do silly things. Electric blanket, toaster, sandwich maker, empty Shabbos kettle. Yeah, obviously when there's water in the kettle, it's okay. An empty crock pot. Again, when it's full of challenges, it's okay. But all these things are powered by issa or a keli shemalachta le'issa. We'll have to stop there because we're out of time. Mitzvah Shem will carry on. Yeah, shkoyach.
I want to wash it.